Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Look, every year the Melbourne Cup tells a different fairy tale. 2016 was no different. Yesterday, the German horse, Allemanden, won the Cup. Did I say that correctly? You got to help me out here, Bowen, because I wasn't here for the Cup yesterday. Say it again for me.
Sounded good to me. No, you say it again.
Mate, my head's just not working.
I'll have what you're having.
I think I need to get off the codrils. Allemanden. Is it Allemanden? Is that how we say it?
I'm getting a few nods out there.
I did watch the Cup yesterday, but it's clearly already skipped my head. Allemanden.
Yeah.
Allemanden. It's the German horse Allemanden. It won the Cup after an incredible neck-and-neck battle with Heartbreak City. But there's so many good stories because Almandon's jockey, Kieran McAvoy, and I saw Tracy Grimshaw post a recorded interview that she did with Kieran McAvoy 16 years earlier when he won as a 20-year-old on Brew. And now, as a 36-year-old veteran, he gets the double. His wife, Kathy, wasn't trackside. She was at home in Sydney, heavily pregnant with their fourth child. And she watched the race on TV with their 3-year-old son, Reese, and with their older boys, Charlie and Jake, watching at school. And it was unbelievable, the finish, because it was a two-horse race in the end. Kieran McAvoy, believe it or not, is the brother-in-law of Michelle Payne, who won the Cup last year on the 100-1 outside of Prince of Penzance. Kieran has had a goal to keep the Cup in the family. And then you look at the owner, Lloyd Williams. Well, he's now won his fifth Melbourne Cup, making him the most successful Aussie owner in history. He's won the race that stops the nation with just a dash in 81. What a nuisance in 85. Efficient in 07. Green Moon in 2012. And now, Allemanden in 2016. But guess this, for the last 20 years, he hasn't gone to Flemington, Lloyd Williams, to watch a race. He's been watching at home with the sound turned down. That's right, one of his superstitions. He watches the Melbourne Cup, including yesterday, when his horse Allemanden got up, with the sound turned down. And he's obviously a superstitious bloke because when he turned up at the track yesterday, so he was there yesterday, he didn't have the sound down yesterday because he had all of the noise at Flemington. But when he was there yesterday, he wore the same suit, the same outfit that he wore 20 years ago, the last time he was there for a Melbourne Cup. Talk about a good luck charm. And when I heard that interesting superstition today, I thought to myself, how many people out there would be able to fit into the clothes that they wore 20 years ago? And what's Lloyd Williams been doing, which has allowed him to fit into the same kit that he wore two decades ago? Is there anyone listening who can honestly say that they can go into their cupboard and get a piece of clothing that they wore 20 years ago and put it on without the thing splitting in half? 131873, Ben at 2GB.com.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.